All right, our second point of action is a little bit more contentious. We have a person who signed up for a PCO, was certified as a PCO, made a big deal of being certified as a PCO, and has caused a lot of contention amongst the Central Committee, amongst our elected officials, both in the county, in the legislature, in the Congress. We had both of our, we have three of the four vetting committee look at it. We took recommendations from everybody. It was unanimous all the way across that this person should not be allowed to vote a voting portion in this, or should not be a person of good standing. No, it's my secret. No, this person is, and most of you are familiar with him, is James Alsup. He was the past Washington State University College Republican president. He was a great assistance to the Central Committee in the 2016 election, and from that point on has dropped off the deep end. I believe of all the documentation that's come forth about him, the one point I will bring up right now is the question of whether he even lives in Whitman County anymore. He has recently married. He claims to have his last, and I have a text to this thing, that said, "I have an apartment in Pullman as well as a house in Spokane. My Spokane mailing address is P.O. Box 9831. That being said, that's the first concern that I have. Second concerns that I have are his participation, or that the committee has, I should say this, and this is brought up, participation in a group called Identity Europa. Any research on that organization indicates is a group, and he is a member of it, that does not represent our values at all. While they claim to be, I don't know how to state it closely. You've done a lot more research on the thing. Do you want to talk about Identity Europa?
I think Shannon has it.
I'd have to. Okay. I'm just trying to think of it. But anyway, part of it, the whole thing he has made, this Identity Europa has a policy of getting in, taking advantage of the PCO system, and conquering a party from the bottom up. They have some pretty radical views on immigration that do not fit with our standards. And the one of the most concerning statements in an interview, Mr. Alsup said, he's not going to be out there holding the banner for Republicans. The PCO position is a means to an end. And it is unanimous recommendation of the vetting committee that Mr. Alsup, who did not attend, should not be allowed to vote within this central committee. And I would make that motion. And if anybody would like to see it, we have several links to his escapades that I can share with you, but I will also say on most of the social media where a lot of these things were posted, they've been banned. It shows you the extreme nature of a lot of them. And one person, and I will go through this one, I will read verbatim from one recommendation here, which says, "My bottom line is that the Identity Europa is a relatively new group of 300 to 1,000 offensive zeros who want to make a name for themselves by saying outrageous things and seeing their photos on the internet and in print media. They maintain they have President Trump's support, but they have switched around. They support the president, but they do not have his support. I do not think they deserve, or any of their members, any of our time for consideration. Just like the Identity Europa vetted an undercover journalist to see if the journalist was qualified to be an Identity Europa member, the Whitman County GOP has the same right to vet James Alsup and any others in question to see if they qualify. He clearly does not. I would rather much make the spokesman review, KXLY Daily News, denying Alsup a voting seat as a PCO rather than having the media be able to say Whitman County GOP didn't have the fortitude to deny this PCO a voting seat.
I will add to that just what Identity Europa says on their website about themselves. It says, as identitarians, we believe that identity matters, inequality is a fact of life, and ethnic diversity, as demonstrated by substantial historical and sociological evidence, is an impediment to societal harmony. So that's what they stand for.
If that was an actionable motion, I will second it.
I will add one more thing that, and as a Whitman County Republican Central Committee person, we do not speak out against our candidates during an election. We are here to elect a Republican candidate. After James posted his, I'm part of this, I'm an elected official, he is not, he's a certified. Kathy McMorris Rogers issued a statement saying him being allowed to represent us is not good, and she does not have a relationship with him. This was posted on Facebook. And Mr. Alsup replied to him, to her, but it was an attack on almost all of us. It's disappointing to see spineless Republicans cower in fear of leftists, all because they're afraid of mean comments from the journalists that hate them anyway. Kathy, I am fighting for the things your voters elected you to fight for. America first, trade policies, and an end to illegal immigration, and a shutdown of immigration that hurts American workers. Unfortunately, through your support of DACA and inaction on illegal immigration, you've shown yourself to be more loyal to the political class than the working class you depend on for votes. Your failure and the failure of the GOP establishment, the same people that tried their hardest to stop President Trump from getting elected, is why people are running to further right, genuinely pro-American voices like myself. You know, many points in that we would support, not the mechanism, not the attacks on it, and not the attacks on Kathy we don't support, and his association with Identity Europa does not believe in what he says. So that was a motion I did make that we deny him a voting seat.
And I stand by my second.
And it's been moved and seconded.
Any discussion? Yes.
My name is Dennis Tracy, and this Republican is not afraid of the right wing of nuts like Mr. Alsup. We all saw the tape of what happened in Charlottesville. The Nazis marching down the street with their torches chanting blood and soil. I'm getting all choked up here. James also joined the Nazis in their march. His beliefs have no place here. He's got no place here. He didn't even bother to show up here. He should be voted out. Thank you.
Any other comments?
I concur with our attorney.
Any other comments?
I guess I'll make a brief one. I brought some of this to the central committee as my objections to James being seated. And I support the motion that's on the floor right now. I would point out that James himself has said that he's not, you know, he denied he's a Republican. He said he's a right-wing libertarian in some of his statements. And I concur with Prosecutor Tracy that this gentleman does not represent the Republican Party in Whitman County or in Eastern Washington, or in my opinion, across the nation. He represents a radical Nazi white supremacist type activity that my mom, who was a German immigrant, opposed all the way through World War II and had to deal with. So I do not believe he should be seated here either.
Any other further discussion?
I guess I just have a question.
Yes.
A point of clarification here. Mm-hmm. Some of the ideas about immigration that Identity Europa has mm-hmm. is not just confined to that group, or if you want to put it on a spectrum, the right, far right side. So are we, I wonder if at some point we need to make a distinction between saying we don't support a group or something like that, because some of the views, some of us might actually hold, some of us might be immigration restrictionists. It doesn't make us white supremacists or something like that. So I guess what I'm saying is I think we need to be careful of the slippery slope here and just make sure that whatever we're saying is based on the merits of the argument and not character as or attacks on a character or something like that. So as we move forward, whatever's decided today, we need to make sure that we look at the merits of any argument, any position. And I just want to be careful because some of his positions, not everyone disagrees with.
Right, okay.
Tactics, there's a lot of disagreement.
So you said you had a point of clarification? Were you asking a question?
I was asking a question and just, yes.
So you're asking, what's the question?
I don't know if it's a question of more or more just putting something out there to say we need to be careful moving forward to look at the merits of positions.
So the executive committee will take your comments under advisement.
Thank you.
I was just going to suggest that the time and place to come up with a collective Whitman County Republican position on immigration, I think, would be with the discussion of the platform at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the bylaws speak for themselves clearly. Mr. Alsup does not subscribe to Republican values as stated by the chair, and I suggest we proceed.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. Let me just read before we go to a vote. I think we need to make this a secret ballot vote. But let me read to you what the bylaws say. So this is 3.4 of the bylaws. Removal. Any Whitman County Republican Central Committee member may be removed from the committee by the Central Committee, provided that 60% of all active voting Whitman County Republican Central Committee members are present, and also provided that 60% of those active voting members present vote to remove the member. Removal must be prefaced by just cause, such as disloyalty to the party or to the Whitman County Republican Central Committee. Prior to a vote for removal, the accused member shall have the right to speak to the Central Committee in defense of his or her actions. Removal shall result in the loss of all rights and privileges granted by these bylaws to Whitman County Republican Central Committee membership. Yes, Mike?
Did you say that was a secret ballot?
I said that was a secret ballot.
Okay, let me just here state I support this motion.
Okay.
secret or not, based upon a lot of things Mr. Tracy articulated.
Okay.
Madam Chair, is it required to be a secret ballot?
It is not.
I make a motion. Yeah, Vice Chair.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion that we have a verbal ballot.
Oh, sorry.
Are you asking for a roll call or just a
vote?
The reason I'm saying roll call is because we clearly have to have 60% saying in voting in approval, and I just want to make sure
right.
that there's
that makes sense. And we want to make sure it's only voting members.
And it's voting members only that are voting.
Correct.
question. So I actually read the new bylaws, and the question I had was, the way it's currently written, what it actually says, does it say that 60% of the total voters in the party here, or just present at the current meeting?
60% of the total voting members must be in, must be here present, and we have, which is 11, and we have more than that. So we've met that requirement. Now, of the body that's here, 60% have to approve in order for it to pass.
And I think paper's the best way to prove.
Yeah, I want to throw a clarification on that, Jamie, but these bylaws were assembled. These were a compilation of proven bylaws from other counties as well, just so we knew, and probably from two or three of the most populous counties in the state, plus a few minor ones, so.
Okay, so.
Madam Chair, is there any objection to a roll call vote?
Is there any objection to a roll call vote? I don't have any.
I would object, I agree with the statement made that we need to make sure that it's only people that are allowed to vote.
Right.
And we need to make sure that it's 60%. So that way, if you do it a private vote, it's on paper, so you know.
So it's a roll call vote, because they call each individual, and then the secretary marks it down.
Yeah, so it would accomplish the same thing.
Okay.
The difference is privacy.
Right.
I'm okay with the roll call vote.
Okay. Why don't we proceed with the roll call vote then?
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, use yours.
Can you clarify? The vote to remove would be a yes?
The vote to remove would be a yes.
Okay.
The vote is he will be non-voting.
He would not be recognized as a member of this committee and thus would be non-voting.
Yes, but he cannot be replaced.
We
can put a captain.
We can put a captain in his place, but we cannot replace him.
He can't be uncertified.
Right.
That's, yeah, we are a private organization. The election is public, and so the election stands, but as a private organization, we can't.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay. So, proceed.
Of those present, I am the first name. So, Michelle Beckman says yes. Sandy Brad?
Yes.
Mike Cochran?
Yes.
Art Swanick?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Steve Krigbaum?
Yes.
Executive Committee, John Brabb as State Committee Van?
Yes.
And trying to make sure I didn't have all the officers. Dean Kinzer?
Yes.
Dennis Tracy?
Yes.
Brett Myers?
Yes.
Joe Schmick?
Yes.
There's
who did I miss?
Mike. Me.
Oh, sorry. How did I do that?
And you are?
And
okay. Mike?
Yes.
And did I get Rod? Ron? Wafter. Sorry.
Ron.
Oh, okay. That's right, because they relocated and have to be appointed. All right. So let me count my marks.
Okay, and we needed seven, so 60% of those in attendance would be seven. The motion passes.
100%. Jamie, you were asking something?
No, I
got
it. Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. All right, any other old business?